Emola chokma choisiyat. You should tell chokma she's your sister. So Rashi says it means to say, just like a person knows he's also to live with his sister, the same way you should know the Torah, you should be able to answer everything clearly. The Omer, another pasuk says, Koshra malet espiosecha. Tie it onto your hands means be very fluent in the Torah, like mamash in front of your hands. Kisva maluch lebecha, write it down on your heart. The Yom another pasuk says, Kechitza miyagibur, like an arrow in the hands of the gibur. Kain b'nei anor, same the young people, the Talmid Chachamim, should have the Torah lechitzim, to be sharp in the learning. The Yom another pasuk says, Chitzi gibur shnunim, a strong person has these sharp arrows. The Yom another pasuk says, Chitziyecha shnunim, amim tatechle iplo, that people will fall under us, because we're so sharp. The Yom another pasuk says, Ashri agever, worthy is the person, Hashemil yashash posim hem, that his ashpa his garbage there is full, ashpaslay mehem is full of these swords. And lo yevosh, you won't be embarrassed, ki yedabru es oivim b'shar, he'll talk to his enemies in the shar, by the gate. Samara says, ma yes oivim b'shar, what does it mean to talk to his enemies by the gate? Omer b'chi baraba, that means afilu ha'avu b'noi, even in the case of father and a son, that went to learn Torah together, or else a rav et talmid, or rebbe and his talmid, sh'oizkin ba'Torah, b'shar echad, that they went to learn Torah in one yeshiva, by one gate in one room, they're learning Torah together. Still, you should know, nasim oivim zeze. It's possible that while they're learning, they're going to ask questions one to another, and they're not going to answer well, he's not going to like what you say, they're going to become enemies to one another. But you should know, v'einam zozim isham, they're not going to move away from there, achenasim oivim zeze. Till eventually they'll end up to be friends. Like it's a machantel shal Torah, they're arguing and learning Torah, but when they finish that, of course, they'll end up to be friends. Shinema, the pasuk says, as vohe b'soifa, means vohe at the end, means Abba will come at the end. Atikra b'sufa elo b'soifa, means at the end of their learning, they're going to come to be, as vohe, like Abba, they'll come to love one another. If you learn Torah l'shma, even though while you're learning it, you have fights with one another, but I call upon them, you're only fighting to know the emesh of Torah, and when you finish learning about it, you come to love one another. Tana Rabban, another branch we learn like this, the pasuk says, v'samatem, should put it. What does that mean? The Torah should put the Samtem. So we dash, and it means to say Samtam. That the Torah is a complete Sam, a complete medicine. It's not missing anything. Everything is in the Torah. What does that mean? That Nimshala Torah Kisam Chaim. The Torah is an example of a Sam, a medicine of life. That means Moshul Yodim is an example to a person, Sheika Es Benoi. That somebody hit his son, or the father hit his son. Makgedayla, a big wound he gave his son. The father now said and put a band-aid on his wound. The Omaloy Benin, he told his son like this, Kol Zaman Shiriti Yizu Amakosecha, as long as you have this band-aid on your wound, you should know, Echoyo Ma'ashanoscha, you can eat whatever you like. You should say Ma'ashanoscha, you can drink whatever you want. Or Echoyt Bein V'chamin Bein B'tzon, you can wash yourself, whether it's hot or whether it's cold. And the Enatum Yisrael don't have to be afraid. That's called the man, you have this band-aid on your wound. But you should know, the Enatum Avira, if you're going to take off this band-aid off your wound, Harehi Ma'ala Numi, it's just going to grow big wounds there. And the Numi, you'll have blisters there. That's the Moshul. That was that Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer L'Hem L'Yisrael. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our father, tells us. That Bini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, our son, his son, Bini. But Hashem tells us, Baruch the Yetzirah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one that created the Yetzirah. He's not just a doctor that learned, but Hashem is the one that he himself created the Yetzirah. He himself created this disease. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Reifer, tells us that Ubarosi la Torah Tavlin, I also created the Torah to be a spice to be able to kill out the Yetzirah. V'yematem oiskim b'Torah, einatem nimsarim b'yodoi. If you learn my Torah, you won't be given over in the Yetzirah. So it comes out, this is the only way to save yourself from the Yetzirah, is only through learning Torah, there's no other way. Shenema, the pasuk says, Halloh yim teitiv, if you do good, like lekach toiv, means if you learn Torah, says, you'll be misnas, you'll be picked up, you'll be over the Yetzirah, you'll be able to rule over him. V'yim einatem oiskim Torah, but you should know, Hashem is telling us, if you're not going to be oisik in Torah, you're not going to be learning Torah, you should know, Atem nimsarim biyodoi. You're going to be given over into the hands. You'll be given over into the hands of the Yetzirah. Shenema the pasuk says, La pesach chatas roivets. Like to the opening of the grave, he's going to run after you. the Yetzer will always be running after you. For lo yoid, not only this, ele shakol maso matonoi boch. Kishno, the whole work, the whole job of the Yetzer is only to get you. It's only to make you do averus. That's his whole business. Shenem, the pasuk says, v'yelecha teshukosai. To you he desires to ruin you, to make it bad for you. That's the Yetzer's occupation. V'yematereitza, but Hashem is saying, if you want to, atol moishuvoi, you'll be able to rule over him. And Rashi says, how? Like we just learned through learning Torah. If you want to, when you learn Torah, you'll be able to rule over the Yetzer. Shenema, the pasuk says again, v'atol timshuvoi. You could rule over him. But the Chiddush says, Mesil Sharm says, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that curated, he's the curator of this disease, he's the one that's telling us that this is the only medicine there is. There's nothing else to cure this disease of the Yetzer, only learning Torah. There's nothing else. No other thing could help you, only learning Torah. Tana Rabbanu, what like this? Kosha Yetzer, the Yetzer is very strong. Shafilu Yitzroi Korara, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that created the Yetzirah, calls them bad. Shenema the Pasuk says, Ki Yetzir Lev Adam Ra Menurav. Like the Yetzirah, the Yetzirah of a person is called Ra, bad. Omer Reb Yitzchok, Yitzroi Shaladam Mitzchad Shalom B'choyim. The Yetzirah is like new and fresh every single day. I don't think if you knock them down one day, so you want him and that's it. No, he gets up the next day nice and fresh. He go 100 years. Every day he comes back nice and fresh in the morning. Shenema the Pasuk says, Rak Rak Kol Hayom. Every single day is there to be bad. He never gets him knocked out. You have a Tzedek HaMacham, you're always fighting him. And V'yom Rav Shum Ben Levi, Yitzroi Shalada Mizkabra Ola B'choyim. The Yetzer is stronger than you really. He's there to outwin you every single day. There's never a time when you could sleep away from Yetzer, like the Mesil Sashom says. A person is put in this world, he has to fight all the days, all the seconds of his life. He's always in a excited to take a fight with his Yetzirah. B'chol Yom, the Gemara says, again, that Litzvah Shaladim is Gabriel of B'chol Yom. Every single day is there to win over you. O Mevakeh Shamisa, and he wants to kill you by making you do Averis. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Soifer Rosh V'Tzadik. This Rosh of the Yetzirah is waiting for the Tzadik. O Mevakeh Shlamisa, he wants to kill him. That's what the Yetzer wants to do, and is very strong. And v'yomol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisroi, if it's not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us, and yocholoi, we wouldn't be able to win him. And the only way Hashem helps us is if we learn the Torah. Shenema the Pasuk says, Elokim lo yazvenu biyodah, Hashem, don't leave us alone, don't let it be in His hand. In other words, we need the Yetzer, we need Hashem to help us. He must gavro over the Yetzer. Tana Devar Rabbi Shmuel, Deni, my son, in Poga V'chom Anuvel Zeh, if you meet up with this Yetzirah, that means you feel you have a taiva, you have a desire to do something wrong, it's very strong, it's hard to fight your desire right now, you want to do something bad, and you feel it, that he's mamish with you, he's pulling you, what should you do? So the Yetzirah is, Moshchei Lo Beis HaMedrash, bring him into the Beis HaMedrash, schlep him into the Beis HaMedrash, now you go into the Beis HaMedrash, and with that alone, you'll be able to win over the Yetzirah. So Poshna means, go into the Beis HaMedrash, sit and learn Torah. And when you sit and learn the Torah, that's the way you'll be able to knock him out. In Evanu, if he's like a stone, this Yetzer in Yimuach, he's going to melt away from your learning Torah. V'yambarzlu, if he's strong like metal, mispoitzeitz, it's like banging metal shatter into pieces. Shenema the Pasuk says, Aloi koi devorah keshnu mashem, my words, my Torah is like esh. U'kepatish yefoitzitzela, like you bang down on a stone that gives off sparks. In Evanu, Nimoyach, if the Yetzer is only like a stone to you, he'll melt away when you learn Torah. Shenema the Pasuk says, Hoy kot samul chulamayim, wherever it starts to come to drink water. V'yem the Pasuk says, Avonim shakal kumayim, the stones will like flattened out because of the water. And here mayim means Torah. So by learning the Torah, that's the way you flatten out, you take care of your Yetzer. The ladder we also hold, the way to fight here is the ladder through Musar also. Moreover, our Torah is not strong enough just the Torah itself. We have to have other things like help us, the Torah should help us. Like there's a big meter that the Torah alone should help. Avada, we also have to fight him with learning Musar also to realize what he's doing. But Avada, the Iker we have is our Torah. Just the Musar we have is that's to make it that our Torah should be learning the right way. Like sometimes even the Torah we do is not the right way. We don't learn it with the right kavan and we don't do it the right way. So we need Musar to put us on the right way, that our mitzvahs, our Torah should be done the right way. And then it's the Koyach of the Torah that knocks away the Yetzer. Then we have before in the Braisa, Lasi Isha. that it's a mitzvah upon the father to marry off his son. So Mer says, Minolan, how do we know this? The pasuk says, Khu Nashim, you should take a wife for yourself, or leave the bonim and have children, or bonus and daughters, or Khu Lev Nechem Nashim, and take for your sons, do our wives, for yes, but Nisechem Tanula Nashim, and give your daughters over to men. So you see, you're supposed to marry off your sons and your daughters. So Mer says, Mishleim Benoy Biyodis, very good, your son, like the son, he's the one that goes and takes a wife, so you can encourage, you can give him a wife, who to take. Elabitoi, but your own daughter, the Yodi, is it up to you to give her away like the man, the chosn has to come and take her? It's not up to you. So Gemara says, Hokikom, this is what the pasuk means to say. Hokikom aluhu, then nitin lo midi, you should give something to your daughter, ulavoshayu, dress her nicely, benechsayu, give her nice to chosim, kiheche de kofsu ola inshi, in order that people should want to marry her. No, then make her presentable, make her look nice. That's the chiv upon the father, so male people want, there'll be a chosn who want to marry her. Then the lam the umnis. The Brisa says there's a chiv upon the father to teach his son a trade. How to make a living. This is a very touchy halach here. Each person, each case is different. Hakobon, what says is, minolan, how do we know this? Oh, machiski, chiski says, the yomach, where the pasuk says, rei chayim emisha. See chayim with a wife. Asher ahavta that you love. So it's like this. As a shala, what does the word isha mean? Sim isha mamish, if the pasuk means isha means mamish, talking about getting married. So the pasuk means, kishem shechayiv lasi isha, same way yadachiv to marry a wife, kach chayiv olam the yumnus. That's the same way yadachiv to learn, umnus to learn a trade. That the father has a chiv to teach his son a trade. And in Torah, if the pasuk means learning Torah, that means kishem shechayiv olam the Torah, same way the father has a chiv to teach his son Torah, kach chayiv olam the yumnus. Same way the father has a chiv to teach his son a trade, he should be able to make a living. So Yeshurim son add on to the Brisa, Af Lohoshit Vad Lahashita Benor. The father that teaches his son also how to swim. My time, what's the reason? Chayusu, Poshit Gred, he needs it to keep himself alive, like we had before. It's possible maybe he'll be in a boat, and the boat will start to drown, so he'll have to swim. So in the son, it says Lohoshit Lahashita Benor. Must be, have to teach him how to be a good swimmer. He has to swim in a river, not just down swim in a pool. He has to be able to swim in a river, a good swim, and Chas Shalom, if he gets caught in the river, he'll be able to save himself. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Sheinu Malam de Umnis, Malam de Listis. Whoever does not teach his son a trade is teaching him how to be a robber. So Gemara says, Listis, like, but really, you're not teaching your son how to rob, you're just not teaching him a trade. So Gemara says, Elo, what it means to say is, Kilo Malam de Listis. It's like you're teaching your son how to be a robber. In other words, if you don't teach him a trade, he's not going to have a panos of what to live on. He'll have to start robbing to get money. So it's like you're teaching him. The other Gemara says, my benayu. Like, what is this Rabbi Yehuda adding on? The first one said everybody is supposed to teach him a numin. So what is he adding on? If you don't, you're teaching him to be a robber. What is he adding on? So Gemara says, the benayu diagmar yiska. The nafkuminer is it enough just to teach your son how to do business? According to the first man, the Yama, the chiv is to teach him an umnis means he shouldn't have to, he should be able to make a living. That's enough. See, to teach him how to do business, that's enough. If you adults know that a business is not for sure a work, maybe won't be able to.
Alright, turn over.
So what's the business? Yes, the Morris says again, my benign, what's the difference between the two of them? He given out the difference is the Agmere Iska. If you teach him how to do business, so according to the Tanakhama, that's enough. Vashenka, if you hold Rashi says business just to how to sell things, maybe you won't go, maybe you won't be able to be a good businessman. And again, he'll be without a panos, or come to steal. So therefore, according to you, the chiv is mamash to teach him a good umnis, a good trade, that he won't go without panos. So Pasha the Gemara is saying here, the chiv upon the father to teach his son a trade. This is a very sticky Indian here. Each one has private shilas. About there is a chiv, a father wants to do it. But of course, if a father wants to just let his son learn Torah, he has a right to do that also. And we'll learn later on in the Masechta. At the end of the Gemara, Neroi says, the end of the Perek, the end of the Masechta, that Neroi says, B'ni, Einam Alam Di Elot Torah, the last Mishnah in Masechta Gedushin, that the Neroi said, B'ni, my son, I'm only going to teach Torah. And even though other Gemara says, Rab Neroi is Rab Meir, and here the Stam Tan is Rab Meir. So you see, even Rab Meir that told other people to teach their sons a trade, when it came to his own son Yom taught him Torah. We try to do a lot of different thoughts in this Bezmanazeh. And about the Gemara is talking about now that the son can still learn. It means that while he's learning, you can teach him a trade, that's good. Today, though, they say if you go to teach him a trade, sometimes he stops learning altogether. So you have to know what's worth it. Frat, there are plenty of ways today that even though through learning Torah, also they can make panoses. So each case is different. Right. Kol mitzvus ha'av ala ben, the Mishnah says. So Mara says, my, what does this mean? Kol mitzvus ha'av ala ben. What does it mean, the mitzvus of the father upon the son? Elaine, if you want to tell me, kol mitzvosa. The mechayv ava lemeva lebrei. Any mitzvah the father has to do to his son. Noshim chayovas, and the bride, the Mishnah says that the wives are also mechuyiv. V'atani will not like that, we learned. Ha'av chayiv bibnoi. The father has a chiyuv to see about a son, lemoilu to give a brismilo, levdoisa to make a pidin aben. And the diak was, obedin imaloi, the father, yes, not the mother. You see, the mother does not have these chiyuvim. So what does our Mishnah mean to say that both, the wife also? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Ko mitzvah sa'av ha'motelas ala ben. That means the mitzvah that the son has to do towards his father, which means kibbut avim, last choice is lo'aviv. The mitzvah the son has to do towards his father is echad anoshim v'echad anoshim. Whether it's a son, whether it's a daughter, they have this chiyuvim of kibbut avim. Chayovim, they have to do it. Tanina lo'ad ha'tan rabbanim, lo'ad ha'braisa. Tanina lo'ad ha'tan rabbanim. Ish, it says in the pasuk ish. Ein li elish, maybe only a man. Ish from nine. How do we know even a wife or a daughter also has to have yira of appearance? Kishuay matiro ish ima v'yaviv tiro. Tiro means both of them are reikan shnayim. That the pasuk ish ima v'yaviv tiro. A man should have fear for his mother and his father. Tiro means both of them. Means even the daughter also has a chiyuv to have fear for appearance. He came with so matam lo ish. Why is the pasuk going to say ish for? Mashmo only the man, only his son, not the daughter. But ish sipik biyad lasay. Because the man at all times has the chiv. Mashenka Isha, your daughter, it depends. Ain't sipik v'yad alasois. If neish rishusa acherim aleha. When your daughter gets married, and she has a husband, so her husband rules over her. So then sometimes the husband doesn't let her, she's potter from kibbut avim if she can't do it. But Omer Avida Baravin, Omer Rav, Nizgarsha, once she gets to get, she doesn't have a husband anymore, then Avada Shneim Shavim, Avada then, the daughter also has the chiv of kibbut avim. And before she's married also. Only that while she's married, certain times, if the husband doesn't let her spend the money or do certain things, she has to listen to her husband. Tana Rabbanan. Nema says, Kabbalah Sadiq of Yasemech. You also have to respect your parents. The Nema Kabbalah Hashem Ha'inchi. You also respect Hashem. Hishva Kosef Kibbut Avayim L'Kibbut Amokim. It's like respecting your parents, like respecting Hashem. Muslims say. Nema Ish Imu B'Yav Tiro. It's supposed to fear your parents. The Nema Hashem L'Kibbut Tiro. Fear Hashem. Of Isis Sab with worship Hashem. Hishva kosim moiras, avein lemoras amokim. It's a shava, fear of your parents, the fear of Hashem. Nema says, nekal aviv imoi, mais yumas, if you curse your parents, you're supposed to die. Venem ishimiv ishki, kala elokov, venosachetta, if you curse here with Hashem, yakov, it means akov, it means Hashem, you're supposed to die. Hishva kosim birchas aviem lebirchas amokim. So, avobakor vadi yesha. But that's what he says, if you hit your parents, you get killed. That doesn't apply by Hashem. It's not possible to hit Hashem. Now the Gemara says, V'chein b'din v'yilat tesfor like this. She'eshloshtan shutfim boy. All three of them are shutfim in you. Your parents and Hashem. So therefore, the same way kibbut your parents is kibbut Hashem. Tan Rabbonin. Shloshtan shutfim in yod. The person has three shutfim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yod v'imoy. Like the Gemara says in Nida. That the father puts in the white into the son, the bones, the mother puts in the blood, the red, and Hashem puts in the neshama. Therefore, the Gemara says that this man, she'odim mechabed es other v'yasimai, when a time when a son is respecting his parents, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, malani aleihem kilo darti b'neihem, v'chabduni. I consider as if I'm there between them, and as if they're also giving me back respect. Like we learned before, Hishmu, it's like the respect to your parents, respect to Hashem, because all three of them are your creators. Tanya Rebbe Yoyna, Golov Yudulafim Mishrava Vayolam. It's uncovered in front of Hashem. Hashem knows, Sheben Mechabedatim Oyesim Yodiv, that a son respects his mother more than his father.